Yo, welcome back, right on for tapping in. We're going through a transition on this podcast, you know, developing the content and the subject matter and the topics. So I'm going to start sharing the link a bit more and then trying to include people to create anchor accounts so they can either add their two cents, contribute, you know, comment, whatever. But the podcast now is transformed to Spill Game Radio. That is a better title, in my opinion, that covers, you know, a vast majority of more topics, you know, which still includes underground music, mainstream music, hip hop, you know, trends that are viral, you know, current events. All of that, you know, subject matter of things that are going on with the world, whatever the case may be. But that's pretty much this first segment is rearranging the podcast and, you know, taking it from square one once again and reevaluating what the content is and refamiliarizing myself with the platform. So with that being said, you know, it's a beautiful day once again here in the Bay Area, especially in San Francisco. And that's where I am, live and direct from San Francisco, California. You know, so let that be the introduction to this podcast, everybody. Podcast, you feel me? So, you know, like I said, we're in Northern California. We're a little bit more liberal out this way. Not to say I am a liberal, but just more free-spirited, man. We smoke a lot of trees out here. We love our rap music. We love our hometown heroes. We love our teams. You feel me? A very unique place in the United States. You know, the United States is also a very interesting country besides, you know, all the fucked up politics that are going on nowadays. But the metropolises, basically the cities, you know, that are the big cities that kind of direct the culture for America. You know, a lot of stuff comes from the cities and things come from the suburbs too in the country, don't get me wrong. But a lot of stuff and the opportunities are in the cities and the monies are in the cities, the inner cities, the gentrified neighborhoods, the neighborhoods that people want to migrate to because they think they're cool, visually awesome, all that shit, the street art. The griminess, the reality, the skid row type of shit, you know? You go to any type of city, you're gonna see the slum somewhere, and you're gonna see homeless people, and you're gonna see that reality. So, just touching up on different subjects around here, because you're not just dealing with one type of shit, you know, not just one subject. We're talking about a lot of shit, and hip-hop's always gonna be at the top. You know, tying in with the current times, flashing back history, you know, legacy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the focus is on giving props to hip hop, rap, the artists and the originators of this culture, the ones that support the furthering of this culture to where it enlightens people. You know, that's what I believe hip hop does is it should enlighten people besides making people think. Dance, motivate, inspire, whatever the case may be, you know? So let me wrap this first segment up so I can go ahead and post this and start getting people on the podcast. So let me go ahead and share a Bay Area song, a slap or something to get this shit going. All right, so peace to everybody out there. Peace to the world, nations, gods, and earths, whatever background you're from. But if you love hip-hop, rap, and this shit's part of your daily life, and tap in. Peace. Yeah. I'm back. Right, just rolling up some trees. And this is what we do regularly on the podcast. I might not say I'm smoking, but I'll be smoking. Maybe talking about the flavor that's currently in rotation, you know. In the Bay Area, we have become straight connoisseurs to the loud that we smoke out here. There's so many flavors nowadays. The shit's totally different, man. You know, Back in the day, this shit would be like Kryptonite, Nade, fucking Skunk, fucking LG. Man, I can't even remember the names. Bammer, Endo. Man, some of the shit I don't even want to remember what I smoked. The shit's fucked up. Man, the shit's so different nowadays, man. I remember going to Oakland and literally catching a bus, bro, or calling motherfuckers that'll come like fucking 6 hours later, tell you the exact drop-off point, and you'll still be waiting there and shit like a fucking idiot, you know what I'm saying, for some trees and shit. So that whole journey to get trees really made you feel like you accomplished something, or fuck, I finally got my crack. Shit was fucked up. Like, I would go into the hood, into Oakland, and motherfuckers would know I was not from there. I had cousins in Oakland, but they'd be like, who are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like fucking 20 years old. You know what I'm saying? They'd think I was from 21 Jump Street or something, like an undercover cop. You know, they just don't want to sell weed to people they don't know, especially in the 90s, late 90s and shit, or mid 90s. Man, even then too, I'd go out to the hundreds in Oakland because I stayed out in the East Bay after I graduated high school. You know, moms moved out of the where do we live? Well, either way, we always lived in the Bay, but we were in near San Leandro, right next to Oakland. So we'd go on straight missions to get weed. I mean, people had weed around in San Leandro, but man, when you had to go to the town and shit, the most unexpected shit would happen. You'd have to pick the street you want to go. You want to go to the 80s, you want to go to the 70s, you want to go to the 60s. Once you start going down to the 50s, you're in deep East Oakland, deeper. But yeah, that shit is crazy though. Motherfuckers catching the bus straight on the strip, going all the way down through deep East Oakland looking for weed on my way to my cousin's house, you know? And then, you know what I'm saying, over there in the 60s, a street like near Bromley, motherfuckers used to sell trees out of the fucking little gate and stuff the sack out of the little fence. The fucking, swear to God, like shit was like a size of a fucking, the shit looked like it was just a little hole in the fence, man, where you could fit a 20 sack through and then just dump the shit out. Shit was crazy. You just go down a couple blocks and, you know, get what you need and shit. But there were the dreads over there. The dreads on Bromley over there had the shit on lock when it came to the sacks, though. They had straight kill back then. But yeah. Shit was very unpredictable. You know what I'm saying? You get street weed and you be like, what the fuck is in this shit? Because this shit got me high as fuck. There was one time I got so high at my cousin's house up on the second floor, and they had a little back porch you can hop out the window and smoke on the roof. Man, I got so high one time in front of my cousin and shit, I threw half of the blunt out the window. And he looked at me like, what the fuck? Like, that was the only time I ever did that in my life. Like, I the shit was probably laced, man. You know? I don't know. But either way, I was smoking that shit, and I tossed that shit straight out the window. And he looked at me like we were playing PS2 or something. He was like, holy shit. And he didn't even really smoke weed back then, but he just knew that shit was, there was something in that shit. Like, he just knew that I was high as fuck. But that shit is pretty funny. When you see a motherfucker throw a blunt, I never did that shit again in my life. Even then, I was like, what the fuck did I do? I didn't want to smoke that shit anymore. I just tossed that shit. Either way, random. But those are the type of experiences that you had trying to get weed back in the day. In Frisco, even then, you'd have to go in the hood. You'd have to go over there on 3rd and Newcomb. And if you didn't pull the correct way on the street, motherfuckers will either take your money or won't sell you shit because they knew that you weren't from Frisco, or you weren't a regular here picking up the trees. Somebody had to tell you what to do beforehand if you've never been there before, or you went with somebody that knew the area and would instruct you. You feel me? But man, you go into certain spots and they know that you don't with the shit and you confused. Sometimes shit don't end up the way you want it. I remember another time sitting in a car. Motherfuckers, I wasn't driving a car, but you know when motherfuckers know the city and think they have the weed spots unlocked. And I think they were actually from Daly City. It was a few fools from Daly City or South City, somewhere in the car. Either way, Westboro, one of those spots. I was in the car. I'm from Frisco, though. I'm not going to say when I was younger I knew all the spots, but I knew what spots to stay away from. and knew which ones that could potentially fucking burn your ass. They wouldn't sell you any good trees. So basically, we were in Double Rock. Double Rock's infamous, bro. Like, you go out there, shit's like a dead-end cul-de-sac. Like, you pull up in that shit, and you're at a dead end, and motherfuckers are outside in the projects looking at your ass. Okay, if they feel like blessing you with a sack, they will. Maybe if you know somebody. Either way, it wasn't the time to be getting sacks like that. You know what I'm saying? If they felt comfortable with you, they'll sell you some dope, whatever. But this fucking time, somebody else was sitting in the passenger seat. I never went out there to get weed, but I do remember people getting some dope and smoking that shit, and that shit looking like some crazy weed. Like, what the fuck? I ain't never seen no weed like this. And it was weed, don't get me wrong. But this time, we went at nighttime, and it was like on the weekend. This fucking crackhead walked up to the motherfucking car, grabbed the dude's money, and dropped the sack on his lap. You know how that shit goes. That's like an old routine, right? And then he just kind of walked away, and shit was hella dark. But either way, when we pulled off, that motherfucker didn't break down the sack. That shit was like dirt. I'm like, oh, hell no. I didn't even want to hit that shit, but I'm glad I didn't fade that shit. But either way, that's the type of shit that would go on. That motherfucker basically had some dirt. That shit was so powdery, didn't even smell like weed when he rolled it up. That shit was like, wow. Don't go to Double Rock if you don't know the motherfuckers there and want to buy some weed. You feel me? Shit, I had shit like that happen to me on Mission Street, and I wasn't even looking to buy no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers will be on the street in the city, probably not even really from the city. You don't know where the fuck they come from. You know, it's just busy out there. I was like on 22nd and Mission by the bus stop, kind of like, actually not 23rd. But either way, this motherfucker was, it was a hot day too. This motherfucker was sweating on the street. You know, I'm not sure, he was like mixed Latin and black, not sure what, but he started talking to me like, hey, you from around here? I said, yeah. Long story short, I think this motherfucker was fronting on selling balloons of heroin. This motherfucker gave me a balloon of so-called heroin, and I forgot I had that shit in my fucking pocket. I opened that shit up later. That shit looked like some fucking maple syrup. You know, at first I was like, this didn't even smell like heroin. I was kind of unfamiliar with it, but the shit didn't look right. But either way, I don't know what the fuck that was. And when I looked at it, I didn't think dude had it all anyway. So I just accepted it and walked away. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker was sweaty with like a curl outside and shit. And he had a backpack on, all of that shit, you know? But those are just some of the shit, some of the stories that motherfuckers have hanging out on the street, just catching buses, being out in the city, in the Mission, wherever, Hunters Point, Tenderloin, Bayview, Fillmore, anywhere, Sunnydale. I've been throughout all the city, man. Like, and if you're really from the city from the 90s, then you know these things, man. You've been through it. You've seen how the city changed, and you surveyed the city already. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, let's get into a slap.